Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 20th. Our special guest joining us for this segment is Principal John Schultz from Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point, Indiana. Good morning, Mr. Schultz.
Good morning, Andy.
How are things going at Trinity this morning?
The sun is shining. The birds are singing. It's a great day for us to play, too.
Wonderful, wonderful. And tell us a little bit about Trinity Crown Point, Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point. Where is Trinity Lutheran Crown Point?
We are about 40 miles southeast of Chicago in Lake County, Indiana, in the northwest section of Indiana. Not too far from Gary, but, you know, we're kind of out in the country, and yet suburbia is moving our way.
It's a beautiful part of the country. That is where my lovely bride is from. That's her hometown as well. So Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point, how long has the school been there?
We are a school that has been here for 146 years, and we're looking to reestablish ourselves and go for another 146.
Outstanding. And you have some exciting news, I believe. One of your students, one of your eighth graders, is actually not in school today, but he's not playing hooky, correct?
That's correct. Sean Ives has left his home here in Crown Point to compete in Washington, D.C. for the National Geography Bee. And next week, he will be competing in the National Spelling Bee.
So he landed two National Bees back-to-back, the National Geography Bee, the National Geographic Bee, and also the National Spelling Bee. Now, is this the first time for Trinity Lutheran School to have someone make it to the National Bee to represent Indiana?
Well, actually, no, it isn't, Andy, because Sean did this last year as well. This is the second time around for him in both competitions.
Outstanding. Now, how does he prepare for these competitions?
According to Sean, his mother, Jody, noticed an interest in him in geography, and he just has a natural proclivity for spelling, but he works very hard at preparing for this, and after having been at both competitions last year, he had a regimen that he was following. In fact, this year, when our eighth graders went to Washington, D.C., Sean opted not to go with them so that he could continue to work hard and prepare for what he is anticipating in both competitions this year.
So he skipped out on the class trip to Washington, D.C. to prepare, and now he's in D.C., is that correct?
That's correct, and his teacher, his homeroom teacher, Laura Sauerman, is out there with him. It's interesting because Laura's the teacher who takes the eighth grade kids on their eighth grade trip, and she's done so for close to 20 years. And what a fabulous tour guide to have along with you when you go out there for the National Geography Bee.
And Mrs. Sauerman has been with Trinity for quite some time. She's an outstanding teacher. I know my wife had many great things to say about her, and so I'm sure it's great to have her support while he's there in D.C. for both of these bees.
That's correct. Yeah, she has done a fabulous job with the maths and the sciences. And, of course, last year, Aaron Lehman, went along with Sean. He's the social studies geography teacher. This year was Laura's turn. So, you know, they're happy to spread the wealth.
So Sean is off to the nation's capital to represent Indiana in the National Geographic Bee and the Spelling Bee, along with his homeroom teacher. What are the folks back at Trinity in Crown Point doing to celebrate and to cheer on Sean?
Well, we did something kind of special last year. We had a pep rally for him. This year, we had a gift basket sent to his motel out there in Washington, D.C., and then every one of the students made him a card. So each class has a day that they will take their cards and present that to him. It's kind of, but wait, there's more. You have another class's cards to take a look at. And, of course, Sean's not only a tremendous speller as well as a geographer, but he is also loved by a lot of the kids because he has three sisters and brother so the kids know him, the younger ones as well.
So he's well known and everybody's cheering him on. Well, that is outstanding, and that certainly is an exciting time for Sean and his family and for the folks there at Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point. And so hopes for training up more great spellers and geography students in the future?
Well, I think, Andy, you know, it's part of our Lutheran heritage that we present curriculum and goals that are a little bit more in the expectation area than would normally be the case. And we are blessed with the families that we have because they also have those ideals. So we will continue to challenge our students as well as provide them with a quality Lutheran education that centers around Christ being first in everything we think, say, and do.
Amen. That's great to hear. Now, Sean is there for the bee that started yesterday. Is that correct? The National Geographic bee started yesterday.
Yes, it did.
And that goes through tomorrow, and then the National Spelling Bee shortly thereafter. So he'll be out for a little while, and then come back, and everybody will be glad to welcome him back home, and to provide that encouragement for him. It's great to hear that you all are doing that for him, and great to hear that just great things are going on there at Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point.
Well, you know, he's not only representing Trinity, but also Lake County, Porter County, LaPorte County, and the Spelling Bee. Last year, he placed in the top 20 contestants in the Geography Bee, and of course, his goal is to be in the top 10. Of course, there's a little bit of a money incentive with regards to that as well. The top three competitors receive between $25,000 to $10,000 in college scholarships. Which you know as well as I do that today, that's a significant amount to be able to further your education.
That's outstanding. Well, we wish him well, and thank you for your time. I know you have more duties to get back to there in greeting all the students and getting everybody settled in for their day of school there at Trinity Lutheran School. Thank you, Mr. Schultz, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thanks so much, Andy. God's blessings in all you do. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. God's blessings to you and all the saints there at Trinity Lutheran School in Crown Point, Indiana. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with our friends from Safe Families here in the world, for Safe Families for Children, right here at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.